So, DJ Mike.
Yes, DJ King.
What's coming up here soon?
The holidays, of course, DJ King.
Ain't that right? Whether you celebrate, you know, Christmas.
Don't.
Hanukkah.
Don't, DJ King. We left it at holidays.
Kwanzaa.
Okay. You know, the people were happy with just holidays. Now you want to ruin this moment.
Hey, you know what I consider a holiday?
What?
St. Patrick's Day. We're going to lead it right into the intro.
What's up, Warriors?
I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
Yo, what's up, guys? You already know it's DJ King.
And DJ Mike, of course.
And we are performing another episode of What's Up, Warriors, where we deliver trending news. Not only that, but we're just giving you kind of news in the general standpoint.
You know what I've realized?
What?
This season is coming to an end.
Yes, it's very close. This is actually the last episode, and then we got an exclusive, or we should be having an exclusive coming out next week, if I'm not mistaken.
God, we are going to have a busy week.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
gosh,
we
I
are.
Just, my, the amount of work, I'm not ready for this, DJ King.
So, Christmas songs, a lot of them are being covered, like Joe Hanson, and Meghan Trainor, and Katy Perry, and Pentatonix. It's great, you know, Christmas. I feel like we should only celebrate the original Christmas songs. Like, there shouldn't be artists recovering those, because here I am looking back. It's like, which was the original? Is that Miley Cyrus?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I agree with you on that, because, like, leave the song the way it is. It's already great, and now you're going to try and outdo that person? Like, how dare you?
I mean, some artists, they can get away with that. I mean, some of them actually do make them a lot better than the originals. But, like, it's the same thing with, like, previous songs. Like, if you have a feature in your song, you have a 50% chance of it being good and a 50% chance of it being bad. Like, for example, Lil Pump and Kanye West. That was the best Roblox episode Let's Play I've ever seen.
You're such a freaking Grinch. I love it.
Oh, okay, we're done. All right, Oh my God, if you guys check out that song, I'm just letting you know, there's a lot of language.
There's a lot of oofs.
Yes.
A lot of big oofs.
Literally, like, was I the only one that realized that they kind of look like Roblox characters?
No, you know, a lot of people don't know what Roblox is, right?
Alright, so we're gonna recover the Grinch again, because, you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and I've already seen people kind of being moody about Christmas, like, I don't have any money.
I don't have any money.
You're about to get $100 though
for a game console. That's not the same. It's a card for the game console. I can't use that anywhere else.
All right, but anyways, the Grinch, of course, Illumination, which actually surprisingly is somewhat up the charts actually for Christmas movies.
Because wait, for Christmas movies? I thought you were talking about like animations. I was like, yeah, have you not seen the latest movies?
All the Grinch is just a Despicable Me version of what Jim Carrey had once performed.
Illumination.
It's just
whatever. Okay. Yeah. So but there are, like, how many Grinch movies are there in total? Because I know there's one with Jim Carrey. Then there's the actual cartoon. But then there's
this,
yeah.
So, count.
Three. But, like, there's no more?
I don't think so.
As far as you know? All right. Well, in my personal opinion, I do enjoy the one with Jim Carrey. But not a lot of people do.
Do you think, like, the creators of, like, you know, the Battle Royale game called Fortnite will ever release something that's kind of like the Grinch? I mean, like, do you think that'll happen? But
I'm confused. When did we switch from the Grinch to
Fortnite? Look, there's so much going on, man. Like, we've already talked about the Grinch. I was hoping that we were going to transition it over to Fortnite since, you know, Season 8 has came out and it's all Christmas-themed and there's snow everywhere.
I see. You want to keep the episode short.
Nah, man.
Yes, you do. All right.
Nah.
All right. Fortnite? Hello, this game.
Welcome back to another episode of Fortnite. Today we're playing as Ninja and we're going to be flying an airplane. But
YouTube Rewind got 7 million dislikes.
And that's when we call break time.
You can't do that. You can't call YouTube out on something that they accidentally made bad, all right?
Accidentally made bad?
You can't do that.
Pizza time.
No, not pizza time. We're not even back from break yet. Pizza I'm yelling time. At you because we can't do that. You know we might get a lawsuit, right?
Will we get a lawsuit, though?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, YouTube already knows the mistakes they've made. You know what? We're just going to call it back from break time.
Oh, my Lord. What happened there?
Ever seen the regurgitator from America's Got Talent? He could swallow anything and then make it come back up.
YouTube Rewind. Now that you mentioned that, you know, part of me says, all right, it's okay. And then the other part of me says, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the famous, like, YouTubers like PewDiePie and all of them, like, they weren't in there. And it's, you know, it's a little bit upsetting. YouTube Rewind, if you guys don't already know, every year around Christmas time, right before the end of the year, they always like to make a little rewind. They like to go back and trace everything that's happened over the year on the YouTube community. And this year, it was just...
awful.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a train wreck.
A lot of people disliked the video. It was... mainly because of... you know, I feel like a lot of the dislikes were people hopping on the bandwagon of, you know, punching the dislike button because everyone else is doing it. Because it's like, wow, this is an outrage. They don't have certain people. We're going to, bam, dislike it. And everyone's all like, you know what? We'll follow this person. Bam, bam.
It's not just that, but...
it has 2 million likes. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of people out there that like the people in this video. And so when it comes to that... You can't just come out and say it's bad. I mean, you just have your own opinion about it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it.
Did you like it?
I did not.
All right. I know we don't usually like to state opinions on here, but
yes, we do. We do it all the time.
Yeah, but what I had looked upon it as if it was, it was mostly focusing on one thing. Did no one notice that? Was that just me?
Well, the main focus of it was, we can do whatever we want. Bam, 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 bam. They started actually, you know, listening to the subscribers, and they looked at the comment section of what people wanted. You know, people wanted Fortnite, and people wanted ASMRs and all that. And honestly, I feel like that was a bad call, because not a lot of things people recommend is necessarily good.
I mean, I like the fact that they included some of the little Christmas themes and all that in here, too. And, you know, I thought it was kind of outrageous that they kind of put Fortnite throughout half the thing.
Yeah, that was the majority of the thing.
I understand it's, like, a big thing. And, you know, we've talked about it a couple times on our show. It did. It won Game of the Year. And, you know, speaking for Christmas and all that, you know, Fortnite, it's really big among the community. It really is. It brings people together, surprisingly. But
surprisingly.
And, you know, for Christmas time, you know, they always like to bring in a little money. They have this little Christmas skin that you can buy for a CD. You get a skin, back bling, and 1,000 V-Bucks. All for $30.
$30.
$30 just for that.
Well... I don't know what to say to that.
I think they're in for the money at this point. Get me my Save the World for free. And before we even go, this episode's going to be a little bit shorter than most. Christmas shopping. Wow. There's a lot of things on sale, actually. I've gone to a couple places myself, and, you know, there's just a bunch of things on sale. Like, I found an amazing 54-inch TV. It was great. Solid $100.
Solid 100.
100. You know how much it is to get a 54-inch at, like, your local Target?
Like, 300?
Just depends. Like, you find a 94-inch for, like, what? 1,000?
No.
Yes.
But it's also a really great... If you need new clothes, this is also a really great time to buy clothes, because I went to go buy some... Well, go look at some hoodies. I was trying to get a size because I already know what I'm getting for Christmas. But a lot of the hoodies and jackets were like $9.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if you want to go clothes shopping, buy as many clothes as you can. Spend all of your money because clothes matter. You need to stay warm for the holidays. I'm sorry.
And that's where, like, the green on our recording session just comes to an all-top high. Ain't that beautiful? That is a beautiful, remarkable green.
I'm sorry, this jacket, it doesn't work. The wind goes right through it.
Oh, man, you know, I always, you know, if some of you know me, I mostly wear a black jacket every day. I was trying to wear a red jacket, but part of me was like, I can't, you know, I love it, but the black jacket, I look better in black than what I do in red, because you know what happens when you wear something red and you wear blue jeans? You look like Santa.
I was thinking Lightning McQueen.
Ka-chow. Ka-chuga.
What?
And you know what's funny about music, Christmas music? I know this doesn't really direct to music within the Christmas department, but there's a lot of albums that you can go and check out at stores in Indiana like Karma, Target, Walmart, bunch of good places. Here's the thing about Karma, though. Be careful when you go in there. That's all I'm going to say.
You want a Sprite Cranberry?
Oh, God. Two albums that I recommend that are not Christmas-related. Kamikaze by Eminem. I'm going there. If you really love R&B and hip-hop, and not only that, but if you love Eminem like as a whole for like singles and all that, because like he's released some pretty good stuff, like even for soundtracks for Venom.
They're gonna taste my venom.
Ooh, yeah, that's and awesome. One more is Black Eyed Peas. Man, what is that called again? The Masters of the Sun, Volume 1.
The song Dopeness.
Is there any two that you would like to recommend that are not Christmas related?
The song Venom. From Eminem, because that is such albums. A good song.
Albums.
Albums?
Yeah, we're not talking about Spotify.
I don't really have any.
Gorillaz. No. I know you really love the Gorillaz. You can,
No.
You know what? I'll do those two for him. The Gorillaz, the Now, of course. What's another artist that you like?
I like Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons Origins. Bada boom, bada boom. All right, so, of course, be sure to do your shopping. Like, Christmas is literally right around the corner. It's on December 25th on Tuesday.
You need to tell people when Christmas is. In case you guys don't know.
If you celebrate Hanukkah, I can't really give you information on that. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, can't give you information on that.
How insensitive. You only think about Christmas.
I'm sorry.
Think about the others.
Christmas is on December 25th on Tuesday of 2018. Kwanzaa is in December of 2018. And Hanukkah is in December of 2018. I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
And you know, of course, this is the final episode for this season. So we want to thank you guys so much.
Yes, we do. We want to thank you a whole lot. Be sure to stay tuned for season 3.
Thank you guys so much for season 2. I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
And you guys have a magnificent holiday and New Year's.
I'm getting a water bottle.
All righty.